Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Great one, Sean.
That one's credit to the Twitch chat. Twitch chat.
I was going to say, you probably don't know who the specials are.
I have no idea.
Well, WEEI Weather Smoke says too hot today. On the way to at least 100, Curtis? Over 100? Let's open up quickly.
Oh, dear.
The WEEI Window World Boston Weather Window. Take a little peek outside. Curtis, what do we got?
Careful, you might fog your glasses.
Shime, let's leave the humor to me, for Christ's sake.
Sorry, it just happens to me every time I step outside now.
It is 89 degrees at 8:11 here in Boston. So I would say, Greg, the Echelon pool is going to be a wild scene.
Yeah.
I've heard it's been banana land.
It has been crazy over there.
And you know what? I have a great recipe. It's my easy lobster salad. Boom. So it's 89. It's going to be 102 today. Record-setting heat on June 24th. In Portland, Maine, where you can hear us loud and clear, 81 degrees. Going to go up to 94.
Okay.
Providence is going to be really hot. It's going to be hot in Providence, too. It's going to feel like 105 later today.
Wow.
And right now in Wellfleet, it's 75 degrees, going up to 90 here. But it's 95% humidity.
All right. Well, you could get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. Also at 10 o'clock, I believe we will start to contact those of you who are the winners of VIP access for the final roadshow at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd. So you have until 10 to see if you can win when you go to the contest page at WEEI.com. And that roadshow is preceded by pregame on July 2nd at the Nazwa Resort right there on beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee. And then we will see if we can make all this happen with the without the involvement of the Coast Guard or the Lake Guard or whatever it is up there in New Hampshire on Thursday morning, July 3rd.
It felt like Hampton Beach, Bernie's, was the pregame to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
That worries me a bit. There were a lot of people at Bernie's that were we'll see you at the lake. And
That is definitely was definitely the pregame for that.
New Hampshire knows how to have a lot of fun. They really
wilding out. Yeah.
You can hear elements of my idiocy and alcohol on this radio station in drop form. So I'm not trying to speak down to anybody. I wouldn't when it comes to alcohol. I'm a moron. But we entered early to the Wally's party, and there is a different kind of drunk in New Hampshire. It's just, I am fearful for what's going to happen to the Dive.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I love the syllables.
And if your significant other is swaying on their feet, take them home.
They're feeling good.
In this case, it's a Thursday before a holiday.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you been swaying on your feet?
And usually Santo's like, okay, time to go.
Get you another drink.
Loose a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Have a good time.
Always mixing waters. It's hot out there.
Boot and rally, folks.
That's it, right?
Boot and rally,
You'll feel good after that.
You never 100%. Booted and rallied, Courtney. Give me a break.
Come on.
I honestly, Curtis, have never.
Even in college?
Never. If I'm throwing up, your girl is in for the night.
A little James Earl Jones and you're right back in the mix.
No, your mouth tastes disgusting. That
get you some gum and some mouthwash.
Listerine, strip it up.
Yeah. That is it.
I've never done that.
Yeah. Now, listen, if you're going via boat, via watercraft, advise you to get there early. Now, that's a sandbar, so you can set right up there on the boat. I'm assuming everybody will crank the station on the Odyssey app on the boat. And so we should be heard all over Lake Winnipesaukee at 6 a.m. in the morning. I hope the neighbors don't mind up there. I hope they don't mind on Governor's Island, Curtis.
Right. I hope Tag shows up. Tag Romney. He's my favorite Romney.
Do you think we get an on-air dump out? Because I feel like we get an on-air dump
from
out.
From Ken?
I feel like by saying it, you're asking for it.
Not by one of us.
I mean, I had to dump out of Ty Law like 100 times.
No. I'm saying, like, you know, as I learned what the dump out is.
Yeah.
Right.
And everybody talks about how Lake Winnipesaukee is wild.
Have you ever been?
No.
Oh, my God.
And they say it's wild for the, you know, just the regular 4th of July.
Yeah. Is Sununu coming?
We should get, maybe the old governor, my governor, can bring the new governor.
Ooh, like,
we
be
haven't
cool.
done anything with the new governor of New Hampshire, so.
All right.
Kelly Ayotte.
Yeah, I don't know if she would like to be associated with this particular
This feels show. Like an awkward first encounter.
But see, there it is now. My Look God. At that. If you're watching the show on YouTube or Twitch, you can see the dive. That's a setup. We'll have 100 of our nearest and dearest there with us on the boat. But there's seats outside in the water, so we'll go outside, hang outside. We'll go boat to boat.
Those boats are in, you can walk in the water to all those boats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go over every break. We go to a different boat and do a part of the show from
a
different boat.
That'd be fun.
Right?
So when should we do Wiggy applying sunscreen to men?
Won't happen.
We will. We're going to have Greg Hill Foundation merch boat.
All right.
Can we share that number, or do you want to save it till the end? The one that you sent the group yesterday.
No, I'm happy to share it. The support that you show this program and the foundation is just incredible. So far, you have donated via purchase of merch. Over $27,000 to the Greg Hill Foundation with Roadshow merch, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's just simply an incredible number. So there's never been a more generous audience in the history of all radio. This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you today? I just thought, I've been listening to you talk about the 4th of July Roadshow. I agree with you, but I just thought I'd give you a little different perspective, unless, for example, you've got someone who has made some phone calls, and I'm just being seriously but joking. As for the boating up there on that week, even prior to the 4th, never mind the day of, your party, all the action you're talking about, we have people up there called the Marine Patrol.
Yeah.
They can be extremely hard-ass on the people, meaning if you're driving the boat, you better be careful. If you're the passenger, you can do anything you want. But I'm just saying,
Listen, we appreciate the call, Barry Buzzkill. I mean, people know who are piloting a boat that they cannot imbibe.
Right.
They do it. They're very good at it.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody is safe.
I mean, I'm sure that there are some, perhaps in the Marine Patrol, who listen to this program, come by and give us a little toot of the Marine siren or what have. I'm
or
not
a
worried
patch
about it.
For the little man.
Right, exactly. All right, well, anyway.
Is Bob driving 55 on the pike?
It probably is. Shime, what do we have left for They Said It?
It was just one cut. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
All right, this was Marty Jaramillo, who is a CBS injury analyst, talking about all of the NBA injuries and how it has kind of shifted where you see a lot of the Achilles injuries that they've had.
The Achilles injuries.
Here is what Marty had to say about those.
I've been obsessed with the data of load management since 2012, and I've been watching these numbers just continue to rise. So since 2012... and now in 2025, the average NBA team runs an extra 200 miles per season. What does that mean? Well, the brunt of those extra 200 miles is the burden is on the starters. Load management is the era that we are in, and all teams have to work to try to balance out those minutes across the entire rosters. But without question, if you compare, you know, the days of Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and Patrick Ewing, all those days, that was a half-court offense, and now we are in space and pace. And space and pace has increased three-pointers, fast breaks, and now the total mileage. It's absolutely insane what these players are going through, and we're seeing some of the greats just go down.
Mm.
Is that what it is, though? You would think it would be balanced out by how many games those guys actually played as opposed to these guys.
Yeah, but like, these guys are still playing a lot. Like, SGA played in 77 games this season. I think Tatum was at, like, 70-something. And I didn't even think about it until he and I heard him talking about this. But that's a really good point. Back in the days, it was a half-court, big man, low-post game, where now everything is, like, push the ball, pace.
Yeah.
And that obviously takes a lot of toll on your body.
Do you think that it's other injuries that have piled up that lead to these Achilles, though? Is it do they need to focus maybe on guys in the PT that they're doing to get back? Like, if you have a calf strain, if you're Tyrese Halliburton, is the training staff not doing enough when it comes to a calf strain to lead to something bigger? I was just trying to pull up Dame's injury list, like what he was dealing with before the Achilles, and it was a calf.
Well, that was a case, same thing. That was a case with Halliburton, right?
Correct.
Like, he had the, calf strain.
Same thing with Dame.
And Tatum.
Yeah.
But, I can't remember, I can't remember who was saying it. There was another video of a former basketball player who was talking about it, and part of it is the media, because if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't play to protect himself because he's dealing with a calf strain, he's called soft. Oh, you know who it was?
Okay.
It was
that's the most ridiculous.
Doc Rivers' kid.
The NBA guys could care
Austin
less
Rivers.
What is said
yes.
about them in the media.
No, like, but that's the thing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thing. He was like, the players are called soft. If you don't play, you're soft.
But
and that leads into guys playing through the calf strain.
But I'm just saying that if you can look at it and it's calf equals Achilles over and over and over again within a month, then maybe they need to take a better look at how they're dealing with people's calf injuries,
but
calf
strains.
And I do think, Greg, this is another example of why you and Trainer Dan should slow down a bit.
Yeah, I agree. Well, remember I had that near, I felt like I had an Achilles coming on when I was training for the Jingle All the Way 5K. I had to stop running immediately.
And can I have a show sort of decision on this?
Yes.
Barry Buzzkill is the only way we refer to Ken from here on.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, update on our guy, Baseball Brett.
Oh, yeah.
Who injured his Achilles, tore his Achilles in Las Vegas. He had the surgery yesterday.
Oh, wow.
With Dr. Thomas Gill.
Yeah.
The Patriots doctor.
He is like Forrest Gump.
He is. But apparently there's a guy, Brian, over there who's works with the doctor who listens to the show every day.
Right.
So Baseball Brett suited and booted. We'll be in a full cast for a couple weeks. And
right.
For the summer. That
for the
sucks.
Summertime, not yeah. good. But he'll probably still be available to call. Maybe more available to call.
Well, I hope he enjoyed Loud Luxury.
Yes.
We should find out if he had a cash
No, he said it was he tripped on a rug at the casino when he got home.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
He tripped on a rug?
Do you buy any excuse that anybody gives you for an injury in Las Vegas at 4 or 5 a.m.?
Tripping on a rug is so embarrassing, I almost have to believe
That's what I was going to say. It makes him seem so old that it's like it has to be true. The wrong sneakers getting caught on the rug.
But there's no way like a trip on a rug blows your Achilles out.
I don't know.
I think there was something else.
It's that first
step.
Awkward step thing that you were talking about with Tatum and with Halliburton.
Right, and I don't know, like tripping on a rug. Maybe he was like at a party and he was like, oh, he saw like, you know, maybe it was song and he tried to get to the dance floor quick.
this is Derek from New Hampshire. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Wiggy, I just got to let you know what Lake Winnipesaukee is really like, man. There's beautiful women out there on those sandbars. I'm not joking. That guy was a buzzkill. You're going to, hey, Stephon Diggs might even pull up with Cardi B. That's what the type of women are out there, right?
Hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be great. I'm not worried about anybody.
It's an awesome time.
I'm not worried about any of our listeners. The Lake people know what they're doing up there, and I cannot wait to wrap up Roadshow season number 4 on Lake Winnipesaukee at the Dive.
Sounds like a lot
3rd.
Of twerking going on up there.
Yes.
Wait, did Fitzy fall off a scooter?
What?
People are saying that Fitzy fell off a scooter.
I don't know.
Oh, I really? Saw his face. It was all like beaten up a couple days ago.
Like road rash?
Must be.
Maybe.
Wow.
Jeez.
Everybody's falling apart around here.
All right. Well, before Winnipesaukee, we are headed to America's oldest seaport on Friday. That is Gloucester and the Beauport Hotel, roadshow number 7. Night before at my place by the sea for pregame. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first with the Angels out west. 9-5 was the final. Walker Buehler went 4 innings, giving up 5 runs on 3 hits, all coming in the bottom of the first, while striking out 3. Walker wants to figure out a way to help this team win. Here he is on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I really think it matters what you've done in years past, to be honest with you. So, you know, obviously I'm a guy that's open to kind of doing whatever we need to be done. And you know, I'm a starting pitcher and have been a starting pitcher my whole life. And I don't necessarily think that the changing that is going to somehow magically fix everything. But, yeah, I would certainly like to figure it out and go throw 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 innings and help this team win.
Nissan.
Well, I might be if you want to help, maybe disappear for a little while. Retire or something like that. It might be a
casual
solution.
Stint on the IL.
Yeah. DFA might be a good spot for you, Walker, but go ahead. What?
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. Another one with the Angels tonight, 9:38, first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start.
Oink! Oink!
And Buzzkill Laird is awful. Like, every time that he says they've turned... So Saturday morning, we do the show. Yeah. The Sox had won Friday night in San Francisco. They had turned the corner. Everything was looking... And he's talking about the World Series and playoffs, and since then, 3 straight losses.
Mm.
He is the kiss of death.
Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. Drew Holiday is on the move. He's headed out west in a trade with the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks. 26-year-old Simons was with the Trailblazers all 7 years of his career, last year averaging 19.3 points per game.
I know Wiggy said it earlier, and I got very excited. I got that Drake May tingle down my leg that Shime gets. But do you think that means that they believe that Peyton Pritchard can start and be your guy going forward?
I would think so. I mean, and if you're Pete Pritch, don't you want to get out of the kind of the Lou Williams six-man guy and get into... You know, become a starter.
Does that mean Simons is your sixth man, or are you going to start Simons, White, and Pritchard?
Oh, that's a small lineup because Simons is...
I think you may still deal Derek White.
Oh, wow.
Oh, interesting.
You wouldn't want to.
I don't think that they will. It's too friendly of a team contract, or too team-friendly of a contract.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters, bone-in for just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer, short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We've got the news coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.